is a celery die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like?
What pisses you off about sales development reps nowadays? Let's hear it.
Well, I think that the sales development rep today is virtually unprepared. They come into a job, they have a little bit of training, predominantly about the product or whatever it is that they're selling, and a bunch of wee-wee stuff that the marketing team throws on them, and a set of slides. I tell salespeople, by the way, when they get a set of slides from marketing, give them back, challenge the marketing people to make 5 sales with them, and then report their findings. But the sales development rep has not been taught that the sale is made emotionally and then justified logically. I love this house. How much is the mortgage? I love this car. What are the payments? And until they understand the emotional part of the sale, they're going to lose on logic. So the thing that really pisses me off is the type of training that they get. They're not prepared to go out and make a sale. And worse, someone tells them to go cold call and get rejected. I don't want a salesperson to get rejected. I'm going to give you the secret of training. I'm sure you'll reveal it to somebody or whatever, but this is what the sales development rep should do. Spend their first week at customers who are already using your product. Volunteer a day at each one of them, 5 days, and infiltrate how they use what it is that they bought from you and find out why they bought it. That will be the most revealing part of sales training on the planet, and no one does it. What they would rather do is have their salespeople sit in a classroom for 5 days and take notes about a blue paper or a green paper and never use it. Ever, ever use it. The problem with sales systems is that no one uses them. They teach them, but you get out and you think, I'm not comfortable doing this, so I'm going to do something else. Have you ever learned a system of sales, you guys?
I have
learned, yes.
Yeah, you learn a system of selling, but you don't use it, you modify it.
Yeah, no one. Yeah, it's pretty rare that maybe you take one thing and put it into practice, right, and actually, you know, make it part of your routine. But generally speaking, I've seen lots and lots of salespeople go through training, and you know, maybe that first couple of days after the training they're doing things outside of the norm, but then they get right back into their old habits.
Exactly. Yeah. And things like spin selling, as an example, is a crappy system to use to make a sale, but it's a great course to learn how to ask a question.
Mm.
And if they would just focus on that, they could win. But I got to know if I'm in the spin cycle or the dry cycle. I don't want to know what cycle I'm in. I just want to create friendship with that customer, get them to know me and like me and believe me and have confidence in me and trust me and then buy from me. I don't want to manipulate my way to a sale. I mean, if somebody stands up and says, these are the 5 best closes, you need to kick that guy in the groin. Because that sale is over, completely over. And you only have to look online to see what it is. I mean, does Amazon.com close you or do they prove it?
Mm.
You go to buy a book. Right. Do you buy the book or do you look at the ratings?
Yep.
You read the ratings. You go to a restaurant, you go to Yelp, you read the ratings. You go to a hotel, you go to TripAdvisor, you read the ratings. And that's what determines whether you're going to buy or not. That whole process of making the sale has changed based on consumer or business-to-business proof. What proof do you have that your product is better than the other guy's product? And if you don't have the proof, you're toast. One of my quotes is, when you say it about yourself, it's bragging. When other people say it about you, it's proof.
Mm.
And whether it's Facebook proof or YouTube proof or Instagram proof, whatever the proof is, it better be there and it better be easy to find.
Yep, I like it. All right, so next question here, Jeffrey. Where do you see the future of sales development going and the role going in 5 to 10 years?
Well, obviously, AI or artificial intelligence is going to play a role both in training and in buying.
Mm-hmm.
The customer is way more sophisticated in today's world than they ever were. The car salesman will go away because Tesla has changed that market literally in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can go online and buy an $80,000 car and click the buy now button and get it delivered. Never talk to a salesperson. It's interesting to me that the car companies have an internet department and a sales department. Like, dude, they're the same. It's a sale. But they treat the person that sends an email about a car doesn't want to talk to a salesperson. And they don't get that. Well, the guy only wants a price. No, the guy doesn't like you. Stop blaming the guy. Now, over the course of years, what's going to happen is that there will be more research and search done than ever before. If you've gone to buy a car, you do internet research, you know exactly what that car is going to cost, and the car salesperson, like a fool, comes in and goes, are you looking for a new car today? Did you want to lease or buy today? Do you have a trade-in today? What's your budget today? People already know what they want. If I was a car salesperson today, I would greet a customer by saying, show me the car that you love most in this thing. And when you point it out, let's take it for a spin. But no, they have to, quote, qualify. So the future of sales is not qualifying anybody. You don't qualify the customer. Dude, the customer has already qualified you. Because if I'm a salesperson and I walk into a room, I know the person on the other side of that desk has already Googled me, looked me up on LinkedIn, looked me up on Facebook, see if I have a blog, see if I have a podcast, see if I have a website, look me up on YouTube, and you can't stop me. I'm going to find out exactly who you are in under 30 seconds. Maybe I might go a minute, and you can't stop me.
Mm-hmm.
So the salesperson has to understand that they're no longer living in some kind of anonymous vacuum. If I'm going to buy something for you for 10 grand or 100 grand, I'm going to see exactly who I'm buying it from. And not just the company, the person. And most salespeople are not Googleable. And if you want to look at the failure of training, why aren't they making someone socially attractive? Where's their LinkedIn? Where's their Facebook? Where's their Twitter? What are they tweeting? So I tell salespeople, you're not working for the company. You're building your own personal brand and working for the company. Because if you leave, no one's going to use a resume anymore. Someone's just going to look you up on LinkedIn. I mean, if I'm an HR person, what am I going to do? Read a resume about how your high school gym teacher really likes you? No, dude. I'm going to find out. If I'm going to ask a salesperson for their qualifications, I'm going to say, can I please call 3 of your present customers? I want to find out how you treat them. I want to find out what you do. So I tell salespeople to start their own webpage, yourname.com. And if your name is taken, then you put the great in front of your name or the one and only in front of your name or damn straight at the end of your name.com. And you create a one-page website on how you treat customers, my philosophy for how I treat customers. And you know what? The customer who you're calling on will find that. And many will have it printed out as the only person who's done that. Now you set the tone for a positive interview as opposed to someone that's got to, let me tell you a little bit about myself. Like, dude, I've already researched you. I already know about you. Tell me something I don't know. Tell me something about me because I don't care about you.
Great. Ooh. Love it.
Well, listen, it sounds a little harsh, but you know, you're asking about the future. The future is not going to be easy to perform in because the internet reveals you in 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And most salespeople, when they Google themselves, and I ask everyone in my audience to Google themselves, most of them have never done it.
Hilarious.
It's pathetic. So I don't blame the salesperson. I blame the person that trained the salesperson. That trainer is wholly inadequately prepared to go make a sale today.
This has been a Seller Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher. And come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.